Building One Home, September 25, 2012. We'd like to make a cookie withdrawal, please. Perhaps every dog in America likes to go to the bank. Most bank drive-through windows keep dog cookies and give your dog a cookie when they give you your deposit slip. I once saw an unattended drive-through that had a box of dog cookies sitting by the place you put your checks. Banks equal cookies, cookies equal good. Today we went to the Idaho State University Credit Union and opened a new checking account. We've banked there for 13 years, so everyone knows us. The poor lady at the teller office could not understand what we wanted when we asked to open a new checking account. After all, why would we need one? We've had one for 13 years. Don't we get enough dog cookies? I'm sure you don't have to have an additional checking account to get more cookies. Finally, we conveyed that we wanted two checking accounts. One for our household and one for our house. The people at the credit union knew our house burned, so suddenly it made all the sense in the world. We wanted two accounts. We wanted one account for our usual household expenses, and we wanted the insurance money for the house and its very own checking account. It is our house, after all. Everyone at the credit union knows us, except for the volunteer lady who is welcoming new Idaho State University employees and students. As we were filling out the papers for a new checking account, she politely sidled over toward us and said, "Are you new here?" Maybe I got confused by all the bows and ribbons and tags she had hanging on her. I always forget about school spirit and the paraphernalia that goes with it. Much too late, it dawned on me what she was doing. She was being nice. I was being dense. Sophie wanted a cookie. Actually, I was a woman on a mission. I wanted my house to have its very own checking account. I'm not sure why it's important to me to have two separate accounts, one for the household and one for the house, but it is. My spouse and I discussed it several times, and as he correctly pointed out, the differences can be kept on paper just as easily as they can with more than one checking account. Still, while computers can draw the line, I, it seems, cannot. I wanted two pots with one spoon each, not one pot with two spoons. Perhaps my need for two pots with one spoon each comes from my many years of working as a grant-funded researcher. When you have a specific grant, it has a specific budget and a specific amount of authorized funds. Anyone who works on a grant is specifically accountable for any funds that are spent. Our new house is being built like a grant. Everyone, including me, is specifically accountable to the budget. The budget was set by the insurance money we have to replace the house. That's what we have. We do not have more. My spouse and I had worked hard for years to get our mortgage down on our now deceased house. We had paid half of it off. When the insurance money came for the house, the check was made out jointly to us and to the mortgage company. We were instructed to endorse the check, send it in the mail to the mortgage company. It was a strange thing to do, hold one check knowing that it was your house. Stranger still to sign it and mail it to someone you did not know. The mortgage company cashed the check and sent us back the balance along with the canceled loan. I felt only slightly better. I just cannot get it into my brain that a check is the same thing as a house. I know soon it will be bricks and mortar, but for now it's just a large number. So today, when we opened the house its very own checking account, I suppose it felt more like a house when it deposited into its own checking account. Sophie likes the idea of having two checking accounts. There are two chances to get cookies now. Sophie likes to go to the credit union, and the folks at the credit union like Sophie to come. If we were to let them, I think they would try to give her 100 cookies. Today, when we finished putting our house in a checking account, Sophie got her cookie. A few years ago, when we went inside the credit union, and when we came out, Sophie did not have a cookie. She was distraught. I felt terrible since she had so patiently waited for her cookie. My spouse, with no comment to either of us, drove up to the drive-thru window, and when the teller said, "How may I help you?" my spouse, with a straight face, said, "We'd like to make a cookie withdrawal, please." Sophie got two cookies. The credit union is a good place.